Bonjour and welcome to Anishinaabe Radio News. My name is April Lindela, Professor of Native American Studies at Northern Michigan University. Anishinaabe Radio News is designed to share aspects of the discipline of Native American Studies, as well as news from Indian Country. The Great Lakes Indigenous Art, Education, and Healing Project is a national endowment for the arts-funded endeavor between the Keweenaw Ojibwa Community College, the NMU School of Art and Design, and the NMU Center for Native American Studies. The project began earlier this year with two art-intensive workshops with artists Lac du Flambeau Ojibwe Michelle Reed and Boys Fort Ojibwe Rayanne Madison. Over 3 weekends, Michelle Reed taught college students simultaneously on the NMU campus and over a virtual classroom how to make a completely hand-stitched no-face doll using traditional materials such as brain-tanned hide, horsehair, and bone. Once completed, each doll wears full regalia, including hair ties, a breastplate, and pucker-toed hide moccasins. Reed designed the doll to wear a tea dress using Teton trade cloth, the precursor to today's popular ribbon skirt. Reed's doll is 18 inches in height, but should student participants wish to make regalia for themselves, they can now do so, as all of the skills will transfer over to either a child's or adult outfit. Rayanne Madison presented teachings on the making of cradle boards, the portable and protective baby carrier that has been used in this region for countless generations of Anishinaabek. Over the course of 2 afternoons, students from Keweenaabe Ojibwa Community College and Northern Michigan University learned about the teachings associated with the cradle board and how the baby carrier assists with the child's strength and growth. The Great Lakes Indigenous Art, Education, and Healing Project also offered 2 virtual workshops. The first was Art and Entrepreneurship with KBOCC Business Chair Megan Hatia, and the second was Art and Healing with KBOCC Counselor Terry Lerma. Liz Julio, the Anishinaabe Mo'in faculty with KBOCC, complemented all of the workshops with translations in the Anishinaabe language. The public will have an opportunity to see some of the completed works through an online exhibition that will open in mid-May through the NMU School of Art and Design's website. Miigwech, and thank you for tuning in to Anishinaabe Radio News, a co-production of the Northern Michigan University Center for Native American Studies and Public Radio 90 WNMU-FM.